Coffee and Cars with Beck and Rach.
Today we are talking about the John Cooper Works. I think we're both very impressed with this little number from Mini.
I love the Mini, especially the John Cooper Works.
Well, going from the Mini 1 to the John Cooper Works, it's a real standout.
See, I didn't drive the
Mini 1.
Mini 1. But standalone, I really want that car.
It's impressive.
It is literally like a go-kart.
And like that go-kart.
Street legal go-kart.
Street legal go-kart. That's exactly what we would call it. I found the performance, the handling, the sound, the interior.
Yep.
There was nothing I could fault.
It's pretty schmick.
Yep. My only concern was probably the view from the back. I found the pillars got in the way slightly.
Yeah, and looking out, I think, too, from the windscreen was quite a narrow field of vision. But, I mean, you know, that's to be expected on a smaller car like that,
yep.
I guess.
Particularly getting out of some of the bigger ones that we've test drove recently.
Yep. But I think that adds to the...
charm.
Yeah, and like the, you know, the Mini race
charisma.
Car. Yeah, feel, you know.
It does have charisma.
It does.
So
yeah, I mean, it turns heads on the road.
Absolutely.
And I like that.
And me too.
You know, when you want a bit of attention.
It's definitely the way to go.
Nice.
Didn't get the same amount of attention in the Mini one.
No. Yeah, because that's sort of more of a...
stock standard.
Yeah.
So the standout features to me were really the go-kart look and feel.
Yeah, definitely.
I really felt safe. Through the Golston Gorge, and if anybody knows that, it's very windy,
very
steep in parts.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it handles. It's like it's glued to the road.
Absolutely.
It's a stocky, it's like a little British bulldog.
It is. That is exactly how I'd describe it.
Yep.
I was concerned, having two small children in the back for me, that it would be uncomfortable and small, but at 5 and 6, I think they got in and out quite easily. But it isn't something I'd want to do every day.
Yeah, and I think too, like, it's fine because they're little, but the thing I noticed is that it's, like, you couldn't put two adults in the back at all. Because if, even in my driving position, and I'm only 5'3", just shy of 5'3", the seat was already so far back that someone couldn't sit in behind me with their legs.
So there's no trips to Newcastle?
No. So that's one thing that I, you know, felt was a bit of a negative.
But does a Countryman have four doors?
Yeah.
So there are options. Because the Mini 1 did have enough room for adults in the four-door model I had.
Yeah, and that was way bigger.
Was much bigger.
Yeah. Well, I think it comes down to what you want it for. I think if you... personally, if you're buying a car like that, you're not really wanting it to, I don't know, cart your family around and all that sort of stuff, are you? Like...
no, there's plenty of other cars on the market to do that.
Mm.
But as a single female, or male, for that matter.
Yes. We don't discriminate here.
Not at all. I felt that it was charismatic. It was excellent performance, excellent handling. It felt good.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, especially in sports mode. It's so much fun.
And we've both had a Corolla this last couple of weeks.
Mm.
And for that price point, to spend a little bit more to get something with a personality,
yeah,
I know
definitely.
That's the way I'd be going.
Yeah, me too.
You're buying the personality, not just the vehicle.
Yeah. The Mini has such a great name in its own right, and the fact that it's powered by BMW, like, that to me is a massive...
it's a win.
Yeah, massive selling point.
Really felt the quality, I think.
Totally.
I felt everything. There was no rattles, there was no shakes, everything was spot on.
And it felt high-end.
Absolutely.
Really polished, not plasticky.
Yep.
I felt the interior was a little bit busy.
See, but I liked that.
Yeah, see, at first I just found it a little overwhelming. It definitely grew on me, and I think it's one of those things, as you drive it and you get used to it, then it's fine. But in terms of plug and play, like getting in and just going, I don't know if you can really do that with
No, but for me, I found that I really enjoyed the toggle switches.
Mm.
I felt, again, it was just one level of personality added to it.
Maybe I'm just a bit more basic.
I don't think so.
I'm a simple girl.
I liked that it was easy to move between performance styles.
Yep.
And I found that the Eco was really great going through the city.
Mm.
But I found that go-kart mode was amazing.
I love go-kart mode.
Yeah, it was amazing when there wasn't a lot around, and excellent on the M2.
Yes, and for anyone out there listening, that's the motorway
in Sydney. One of the things I liked about the Mini One, though, I think, is that you could replace the hubcaps if you're scratching them on the pavements and the curbs in the city, where you probably can't do that with the John Cooper Works.
Yeah, but I'm thinking if you're doing that to your hubcaps, maybe you might need to go have some driving lessons.
Probably. Probably.
Yeah.
But parking, how awesome is parking in such a small car?
Yeah, it's really, really good.
It was great. In the shopping centres, up at the schools, it was fantastic. I felt like I could open my door. One of the things I would say is the doors are quite long for such a small car. But having said that, getting in and out of those parking spots was fantastic.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely an advantage. That's the trade-off, I guess, though. What you sacrifice in, you know, internal space, that's the benefit when you're in a car park or whatever. You don't have all that extra space to deal with.
Mm. Okay, so really, at this price point, I think it's a high price point, but I think you're getting a lot of bang for your buck.
Absolutely. I think the key with it is the value for money.
Yes.
And two, like, there are a lot of cars in that segment, sure, but I think the fact that you're getting a Mini, that name is just synonymous with quality and pop culture and cool, and the fact that it's powered by BMW, like, for me, I would throw caution to the wind and just go for it. I'd go for the John Cooper Works for sure.
Yeah, and I really do think you are buying a standout one from their range.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.